live from Jersey and Florida. GOB TV, GOB Radio, whatever the fuck this one's going to end up being. WGOB Networks on the air. Girls of Booze in the House. I'm Doug.
I am Frank.
And you may occasionally in the background hear Mrs. Frank, who's sort of joining us, but not joining us.
She's going to be quiet in the background.
What's going on, Frank?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm good. Just I had a nice little dinner, had a couple drinks. And yeah, apparently I'm ready for some dessert now, you know?
That's right.
So
you inspired me. You told me you were going out for a steak dinner, so I also had a nice steak dinner. I had it delivered to me, though.
Did you not?
No, I did, for real.
You had a steak dinner delivered to that?
Yeah.
Does that count as a steak dinner if it gets delivered to you?
Absolutely.
It was such a weird comp. You know, it's a weird one. That's a weird one.
Well,
good job. From? He's like Burger King, you know.
DoorDash, bro. I don't know.
not the.
I think it was Miller's Tavern, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, Miller's is a good steak.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's not the best one I've ever had.
It's passable. Probably the same standard as like a 5-star in Florida.
yeah, that's right. I had a not so bad steak from Outback the other day, which felt weird in and of itself. Like, you're not going to Outback for a good steak. I mean, you know, it's like a fast food steak almost.
Yeah.
Not really fast food steak.
You know what's funny, though? Before I actually really got into, like, nice, like, steakhouses and shit, like, I thought Outback was the shit back in the day. And I think they were. I think they've kind of went down and gone the cheaper route as of late compared to how they used to be. But it used to be my go-to. It was like, man, I'm getting, like, a gourmet steak at Outback.
I mean, it's all relative, right?
And then it was, like, Texas Roadhouse. That's national, right? Like, Texas Roadhouse are everywhere.
Yeah, everybody talks. I think I've been to a Texas Roadhouse like maybe once in my life. I want to tell you that there's one by my mom's house in Pennsylvania. I don't remember if it was that good, quite honestly. So, but I know a lot of people talk about it as though, like, as far as that level of steaks that they do very good or do.
And the cool thing is, like, they have all that shit like displayed. You can pick out the steak you want and everything else. So it's not a bad place for it.
It's like shopping for a lobster in the tank before you eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's not.
It makes it more personable, you know. Be like, oh, that's the one I picked, and it just tastes better if you pick it. I think.
Right. I guess it's not the exact same because you don't see your food alive and living its life and happy moments before you eat it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Probably just caged up in a barely big enough cage to put them into, and
I think you're thinking of veal
in the least humanly way possible. No wonder vegans hate us.
Yeah, for sure. I lost my whole train of thought. Oh, I have to lie to myself about where my food comes from, or else I would be a vegetarian, and I'm not built for I'm not built for vegetarian life. So I often lie to myself about what I'm eating and how it got there.
Yeah, you're getting everything farm raised in a humane environment where they have a plethora of like green grass grown on a mountain somewhere, very organic. You know?
Yeah. Well, there's all
no
that
pesticides.
No There's all pesticides. That, but I also have to say that, like, the animal just happened to die, and they were like, well, it's dead anyway, so we'll cut it we up and serve
well.
It.
Yeah, serve it out, exactly.
Not that it was like, you know, well, whatever.
They didn't use, like, a massive machete to cut its throat from ear to ear or anything like that, you know?
Listen, let's not talk about massive machetes, all right? I just got back from Cleveland. I just got back from Cleveland. I'm gun shy about that kind of stuff now.
Oh, gun shy, that's a good word for it.
Yeah, that was Chicago.
That's a good point, that's a good point.
No, it's, you know. So,
you know what's fucked up is, like, you're looking paler than ever now.
I know.
I went to the beach, so now I look darker than you ever have been. So now
I don't know what it is. I mean, I know what it is. I don't lay out in the sun. Look how quick I turn red, too. It's the Irish in me, baby.
Just by touching your face. What do you do today, man? I mean, today's your day, buddy. I didn't have a green beer, which annoys me. Typically, at least I have one green beer. I was like, it's not my thing, but today would have been a good day.
Green beer is such a stupid thing. I didn't do anything today, honestly.
No.
Drank a little bit yesterday, but this is we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day as we record this, you and I, with ice cream.
Chill!
Not to bury the lead, but we're not drinking beer today. We're going to eat some ice cream.
This is going to be a different environment altogether.
Yeah.
This is one we haven't done yet.
Right, yeah, no. I'm trying to think of it. Have we even done anything that would be remotely similar to this? No, right?
Well, you can say, like, the mixed drink episode is probably the closest to it.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't even say that. No. Speaking of mixed drinks, you know what you and I have to find, and I want to drink it just simply for the fact that the name is funny. Did you see that Dre and Snoop have a mixed pack now?
No.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice.
No.
And it's like a four packed. I don't know what that word is. It's a four pack flavored, you know, like high noons of,
yeah,
you know, different flavored, yeah, juices with gin.
No shit. I'm done, so, with that. That sounds like an episode.
If we find that, we gotta talk about it. I'm gonna guess it's gonna suck, but
yeah. But is it like a nationally distributed thing though?
I'm sure it must be, right. I highly doubt that they're only selling it in like Compton, city of Compton.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good business model.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I'm just saying that my guess is they probably want to get that shit out there for everybody.
Yeah. No, although I like gin, but it's not my go-to in any way, shape, or form. There is the one that I really do like. There's a... Fuck, what's the name of it? I think it's Tempest.
Oh, I was going to say Bombay.
No, Bombay sucks. Babe, what's the name of that gin that we like?
Fuck me.
Botanist.
Botanist
or Botanist, you know. You know what? Fuck
that's
you.
That's like Platano and Platano.
Yeah. Same difference.
I go through weird things with gin where, like, I won't have it for, like, a year, and then it'll be like, well, I'm going to be on a diet, so I'm going to drink gin and tonic.
That's not true.
And then I'll cycle through gins. Go ahead. Tell me what I typically do.
The real truth is that you only drink gin if we go clubbing somewhere. That's typically your go-to if we go out.
No, it's not necessarily true. You cut me off before I said I'll cycle between that and vodka and tonic. And I think I'm more of a vodka and tonic guy if we're out in that type of environment.
Yeah. I mean, tonics is a weird thing. Like, if I'm going to have it, I might as well have it with gin. Just because they both are a weird drink to have. Like, it's just a
strange taste. That they're a little floral?
Yeah, very floral.
You know, like a botanist. Like a botanist?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Don't overuse that word now that you've learned it.
I'm still going to say botanist.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like the beginning of a song, though. Like, Bobby, Botanis, all right, whatever.
Oh, look at that. Look what you just did there, Doug.
I know. Did you have that kind of song in Dominican Republic? Did you guys
never.
Were you raised on that bullshit? Banana, fana, boom, banana, banana.
No, we had kuliki takati, kuliki takata. See, you know it.
That's because in one of the two stores that I work in, the one is always playing like Spanish club music. It's so funny when you walk in there.
But, yeah.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is it like all the Bad Bunnies and the Cuatro Casas.
Also not Dominican, but okay.
Okay, yeah, you're missing the point of what I'm doing. See what you're doing? Okay. See what you do?
I get it. It's Spanish music, yes. You just say, you know, Spanish music.
Okay, you said it. I didn't say it. Anyway, what do you want to do? You want to have some ice cream? You want to hear about my Chicago trip?
There's nothing really. Why would you tell him? Yeah,
We already did tell him, Frank.
No, we didn't tell him. We didn't say it was ice cream yet. We hadn't said it.
Yes, we did. Literally.
All right. Well, here's the good thing. You'll see that we haven't said it. So
I promise you, I'm going to leave it in now because we did say it specifically after we talked about.
You're going to do like a little clip down here.
Even after, if we were still using the green screen situation, I would definitely put it up. After we were talking about the dinners that we had, we said we were going to have some dessert with this ice cream.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Maybe. Here's my quick Chicago review. I stopped in Cleveland. Shoot. Don't go. I stopped in Chicago. Go for a very short amount of time because the food is delicious.
Wait.
Moving on.
You said the food was delicious?
Yeah. Very good food in Chicago.
What is the staple food in Chicago?
The deep dish pizza.
Come on, man.
No, so deep dish pizza. Here are the things that I went there specifically to have. The deep dish pizza. Italian beef sandwiches and like some form of sausages, brats or whatever.
Italian beef sandwich, actually, that would be pretty good.
Italian beef was very, very good. It's kind of like a cheese steak, for lack of a better word. It's not really like a cheese steak at all because there's no cheese, but it's steak. Although, did the one I have cheese? I don't even remember now. But the big thing is it's got the, what do they call it, jardinier on it?
Yeah, jardinier. Oh, that's my shit, bro. That, you know what? I should have told you to get me that while you were over there. Because
That would have transferred well. Oh, you mean like a jar of jardinier?
Yeah, the jar of the jardinier. Oh, okay, yeah, because the one that I actually order is from Chicago. The one that I like most. It's
everywhere.
The guys from... No?
It's everywhere out there. It's everywhere out there. Jar. It's like on
There's
everything.
A specific there's a specific one that I get. That,
it's a specific one? You can only get on the West Coast?
In Chicago. Out of Chicago.
Got it. Yes.
My my coworker, Italian dude, he put me on that shit, and I fucking love it. It's good on fucking everything. I'll put that shit on cereal.
The stuff I had was pretty good. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the other Chicago staple that I brought back for us to enjoy is the bottle of Jepson's Malort. Looking forward to it.
I think Nina's going to step in for me on that episode. I think it might be a good call if she just does it.
That's fine. I'll make her suffer, too. That's fine.
Yeah. No, no, no. She can do it with you.
No,
it'll
no,
just
no.
be like a
no, no, no.
Like,
yeah, I mean, with me and you. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, no, no, I don't. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not having that. I'm just telling you right now.
No,
you can record this and you can just put a little clip where this is the day where Frank said he's definitely not trying that. Because I've seen
imagine
enough
of
videos
all the...
and reviews on it that it's like there's no reason to try that at all.
It's a rite of passage, Frank.
No, passage to what? Torture? Like, there, what is there to gain from that?
Acceptance in Chicago.
I don't.
I told you they have a. It's like a. I think they call it the Chicago handshake, where it's a shot of Malort and you have to drink a. I want to say Old Milwaukee, but I could be wrong now. But I think it was an Old Milwaukee. Is it an Old Milwaukee? I don't know. It's a beer.
What was the description?
A Chicago handshake. Oh no! What I said.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, so I hear that it's supposed to taste like a cross between an outhouse, you know, bathroom floor and burnt hair.
Yeah. Perfect.
There's a guy who's got he's building like kind of a whole internet following around Malort. His name is Prescott Van Meyer III.
Yeah,
he's like a wine sommelier type of guy.
He may not have any stomach lining left after.
Oh, he does. People send him suggestions of what to do with shit. Like he mixed it into coffee once. He put it, like, I think I told you, he did like a rum and coke, he did a bunch of different drinks and replaced the liquor in that drink with Malort. So like a Malort old fashioned or a Malort and coke instead of a rum and coke. And the funniest one, I told you this already, was like, someone took a shit in this coke. Jesus. So looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, Nina will step right into that one. No worries.
And Cleveland apparently... The food in Cleveland is pierogies. So I do not like pierogies, but I had like three plates of pierogies.
Pierogies? You know, just like regular bold pierogies, or it's like
they all kind of do their own thing. No. It's just pierogies with like some sort of onion thing in the middle, you know, like an onion sauce or an onion stack or like an onion something and sour cream.
Yeah, it's a pretty plain thing to eat, but I actually like them. They're not that bad.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I don't know. They were good. I mean, they were definitely good. But you know,
not your cup of tea or potato. I guess
not my
at
thing.
This point,
potato.
Potato.
Anywho, you want to have some dessert together? You want to share?
Yes. This is gonna be a weird one. Right?
Stare at each other while we eat dessert, like lovingly licking ice cream while staring at each other. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah.
All right. So. If you join us for the first time, if you're following along, if you follow us from the Hopped Up Network, it's going to be a weird one for you because there's no craft beer involved here. But we are the Gorillas of Booze, goddammit. Welcome. We have no structure for the show because there is 6 different pints of ice cream in our coolers here. And we're just going to kind of power through them, all 6 of them, from top to bottom. The whole pint, 6 pints. Ready?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I promise you, if we did that... I don't mean to be vulgar. I won't close your ears. I would shit all over myself if I tried to eat 6 pints of ice cream in a row, nonstop.
He would just be holding his ass the whole time.
Awful.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. I mean, what do you want to do here? How do you want to handle this?
I don't even think it matters, right?
Couple spoonfuls. I mean, we'll talk about what it smells like.
Couple?
Yeah, why not? What do you mean? What, are you going to do 1 spoonful?
Yeah, 1 spoon. Like, you ever had... What's this guy that does, like, the whole, like, pizza review? He takes 1 bite, and he reviews it that way.
Oh,
I think we should do the same thing.
What's his name? From Barstool Sports? Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
What is his name? Jesus Christ.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's funny. I went to a spot in Chicago based off of one of the episodes that he did for the Deep Dish Pizza. What the hell is his name?
No?
Dave Portnoy.
Portnoy? Yeah, something
whatever.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm not doing just 1 spoonful. That's not going to be nearly enough, Frank. The idea is to get a full...
You want to fucking...
I just want to get a full experience here. Like, am I going to feel any kind of buzz at all? Like, you know, what do you think?
It's never going to happen. Not on ice cream.
No, right?
I don't think there's nearly enough alcohol content in this for this to be let's get drunk on this thing. Now this.
Oh, so we're about to do. Yeah. Well, you go ahead. I unfortunately have water next to me because I didn't think this through all the way.
Pussy.
It's probably worth mentioning what we're talking about here is called Tipsy Scoop. Tipsy Scoop, I thought was just in New York, but I guess there's spots all over the place, and they make like alcohol infused ice cream, boozy ice cream. So we're not just going to sit here and stare at each other and have bowls of vanilla ice cream. These are all alcohol infused ice creams, different flavors, different flavor combinations, things like that. It'll become clear as we go along here. So,
Chip.
So should we start, Frank? You want to just dive in here?
See.
You want me to grab one? You want to grab one?
You grab it.
I say as I'm leaning off as I'm already unzipping my cooler.
Or into my pants, it looks like you're reaching for. Because my camera's here.
Yeah, but you don't know that because when this records, okay. you may be over there and I may be reaching away from you, which seems much more likely.
Now you're going to do that on purpose and switch the camera angle.
I'm going to put the cooler up in the sky. Well, here, this will be nice and easy. We'll start off nice and super easy. So, Frank, what you're looking for out of your sack over there? Oh, these are already softening up. That might not be good.
I told you.
Vanilla bean bourbon. Vanilla bean bourbon ice cream.
That's around my wheelhouse.
Tipsy Scoop.
Look at that. First fucking grab. Perfect.
These we might have to take a little break here, and I'm about to put these back in the freezer.
That's what I was telling you, Dick. You don't listen to me.
No, of course not. No, why would I listen to you? They got a little protective sheet on the top.
Oh, look at that.
Man, it smells delicious, though. I mean, if you're into vanilla ice cream.
I don't smell shit, dude.
What?
I don't smell anything.
Whole milk, heavy cream, sugar.
Can you smell something? Look at the smell that.
You
don't smell, I don't smell a goddamn thing, Doug.
Well, you're an alcoholic. All right, here we go, right?
Yeah.
You don't smell anything there? I smell a little bit of bourbon. And
all right, now I'm getting a little. Hold on, I'm taking.
Because this is already softened.
Maybe because it's soft. No, that don't make any sense.
Our liquor-infused ice cream flavors are all inspired by classic and contemporary cocktails. Here's something I didn't know, Frank. Women-owned, rather.
Oh,
so
great.
It's a women-owned business. No wonder the missus wanted to sit in on this.
Yeah, well, you know.
And up to 5% alcohol by volume. So this, you know, we would have to legitimately eat all of these. Man, these things are getting soft.
Yeah, literally.
All right, well, you know, it looks white. Looks like ice cream.
Looks white? It looks like, literally looks just like vanilla ice cream. No? Hold on. I want to make this as YouTube as possible.
I was going to fuck with it, but it's sliding down my spoon.
I'm not getting any bourbon yet.
Hold what? On,
those.
Oh, man. There's some bourbon in there.
I'm tasting vanilla, dude. I wonder if... Let me ask you a question. I wonder if with shipping, if it ever goes down a little bit, like...
Bro, they were shipped rock hard in, like, dry ice. At least mine was.
I get a little bourbon taste in there.
Man,
not much. I'm tasting mostly vanilla.
Oh, no, no, for sure.
I was sitting there bitching
about
it, right? I was thinking, oh, just one spoon. I've had, like, four already.
I know. I'm about to do my fourth right now. I'm also not comfortable with how this is going to look on the internet.
No? Gotta use some tongue, Doug. Some tongue. Mmm. Look at that.
I'm grossing myself out. I mean, what can I tell you, right?
You
taste like
that?
Vanilla mostly.
Mostly vanilla.
But I feel like there's a little bit of bourbon in the background, though.
See, the wife agrees. It's mostly vanilla.
You guys are hardcore alcoholics, though. I'm more of
a casual
drinker.
You know, the worst part is that we've actually been drinking bourbon for like the last 3 hours. So
I was literally about to say, aren't you drinking bourbon as we speak?
Yeah, that's why it's throwing me off because this is actual bourbon and this tastes like just ice cream. Yeah. You know, I mean, what would not be a bad call is to add extra alcohol in that, swirl it back, here and we put it in the freezer.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, just an idea, because I know they're cheaping out because they want to, you know, make a profit on these things, but
this is like when we
I feel like they could have gone a little heavier on the alcohol portion. Because if you got probably. Only 5% in this portion.
5%.
Excuse me, we're recording here. Yeah, up to 5%. But still, like, if you think about it, they only got up to 5% in this much, then it's not like they're just putting like one shot for like a 2 gallon batch or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
And it says use as flavoring.
Use as flavoring. So it's not much of anything.
I just had about 6 spoonfuls of that, so
it tastes good. Don't get me wrong.
No, the taste is pretty good. It's like a good creamy ice cream, right? But it's got the bourbon is not overpowering. The first spoonful I had, I was like, oh man, this is gross. But as I got acclimated to it, it's not bad, actually.
No, it tastes good though. It does taste good. I don't taste much of the bourbon in there.
Yeah, no, it's a little stronger. I'm starting to think about like what kind of drink can I make with this.
You know, I'm really hoping that because I actually went to this spot in downtown, and I'm hoping none of the flavors that I had there are probably in this little case here. So,
well, what are the odds? I mean, the odds are probably in your favor that they are.
No, dude, they had a large selection when we were there that day.
I got to think vanilla bourbon is everywhere, right?
Yeah, they didn't have vanilla bourbon.
Okay, pal. All right, don't get shitty. All right, well, what do you want to do here? How do you want to proceed?
What are we doing with this? We're fucking rating.
You
want
to rate them? Yeah, why not? You want to rate them?
Shit. This is a tough one, right? Because it's still ice cream, so it tastes good. I mean, I'm going to give it a 4 on taste. A little lacking in alcohol, obviously, but still a good ice cream. It'd be another day.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3 because it's fucking vanilla by its very definition. It's like a boring, you know what I mean? It's vanilla.
Well, it's, I thought that would be your thing, you know?
Oh, so you see how you're racist. No, that's a racist comment.
No, because you don't like coffee, so, you know.
We're not having coffee. We're having vanilla. These are melting quick.
I told you.
Or getting soft at least quick.
Yeah.
This is going to be the shortest episode we ever do because it's going to be like, oh, let's blast through this one. Anyway, so what, a 4 for you, a 3 for me? Good. I mean, it's good. It's vanilla.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could put some sort of boozy milkshake together with that and something else.
An ad bourbon.
Bailey's or some shit. Ad bourbon. Want to pick the next one? Or you want me to?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to dig right in then. Whatever comes out.
All right, sir. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. Make the deal.
Oh.
So well, Frank doesn't like mints. Is that?
Yeah, mint? That's funny. You're
I knew
right.
it.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I knew based on your reaction. So this is spiked mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Now, they don't say what it's spiked with, no?
Well, no, but if you look at the ingredients, it's creme de menthe. Creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe. So it's just extra mint on mint chocolate.
Oh, this is going to have no fucking alcohol in it.
Oh,
this one doesn't.
Shit. Nothing. All right. Crises averted.
You know what's funny? This one only
this
tells
one,
you.
Smell that shit off the bat, though.
This one tells you, like, what one serving has in it. The other one had the vanilla one. If you go back and look at it, it's serving. They had the serving size, and it also had, like, if you ate the whole container.
Oh, really?
Like, 890 calories or something like that if you eat the whole container. This one doesn't have that.
Well, it says serving size is 4. 4 times
240.
No,
I know, but the other one. I understand that. But the other one had it actually like listed.
They're like, don't eat this whole one. It'll be too much.
Yeah. Don't eat them in chocolate chip.
Yeah.
I mean, it smells like. Yeah. See, I'm the other way. It smells like just regular ass mint to me.
Yeah.
Milk, cream, sugar, skim milk, or skim milk powder, creme de menthe. Chocolate, cocoa butter, soy, lectin, vanilla extract, and
guar.
Some sort of guar.
Guar
like the band. Gums. Exactly. Contains milk and soy.
Well,
government warning. This product saying. Contains alcohol.
Yeah, barely enough to get a child drunk.
Store ice cream in the back of your freezer. That's interesting.
They wanted to get as hard as possible.
Yeah. who doesn't? You know what I mean? It just smells like mint ice cream to me. Doesn't taste like mint ice cream, though.
It tastes like straight up mint ice cream. You're out of your fucking mind. See, we have different taste
buds. Yeah, for sure we do. I like mint ice cream.
I don't like mint, so I'm actually like, bleh. The chocolate.
This has a little bit of an edge to it, though.
Yeah, I don't taste like, there's nothing there that like stands out as a spike, you know? Like a spiky flavor.
No, I feel like there's a little bit of an edge to it, but not really. This one is dangerous, though. I could eat this whole container, probably this one. I like mint ice cream.
I'm trying to pick out the little chocolate chips. You know? All right.
I'm fucking drunk.
Won't be from this shit. The chocolate on this one is more pronounced than...
I will say, on a normal like mint ice cream, I don't always love the chocolate pieces. Whatever they're using in here is pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like they're using like the thin sheet layers of chocolate and just kind of crunching it in there.
Yeah, for sure. As I'm sticking my finger in my ice cream here just to see it. Yeah, it's like a really thin... thin piece of chocolate. Probably dark chocolate, I guess, right?
Yeah, dark chocolate for sure.
I don't know for sure.
Didn't it say cacao or something on it? Or cocoa? Cacao, cocoa?
Yeah. This is going to be good. What do they call it? ASMR? Be some ASMR for people.
No, I don't even know what the fuck ASMR is. I've seen that all the time, but I don't know what the... Is that sound speaking through the microphone?
I don't know. People are into, what do they call it, mukbangs? Mukbangs? Like, listening to people eat? I don't get that one at all, bro. That is not appealing to me at all.
Does that get people, like, horny and stuff?
No, I don't know if it's that. I think it's just a relaxation thing, and there's nothing relaxing to me about, like...
I'm sorry, it's probably the worst episode we've ever had. It's like I was doing an episode on food, like, this burger's delicious.
I mean, I don't know. That was pretty good. There's not a lot to talk about, though, right? It tastes like mint with a little bit of chocolate in it.
It reminds me of those little mint chocolate bars that you typically buy, right? What's it called? Those fucking...
York peppermint patties or after
eggs? There you go. Peppermint patties, yeah.
York peppermint patties.
Yeah. And they give it to restaurants. Oh, they used to. They don't give shit like
that. No, those are... You know what's funny? No. Those aren't Yorks. Those are... You're talking about the squares?
The little tiny ones. The little chocolate. Yeah, the little tiny ones.
Andes, I think. Square, rectangle.
Do you remember going to restaurants that used to always give like a little candy bar or something at the end of it? They don't do this shit no more. Where the fuck have you seen that?
You know, COVID.
They're cutting back on cost. Look at you drinking water. They can't even give you a little bit of chocolate no more. God damn.
Yeah, I got to keep the palate fresh.
Cleansed.
I'm gonna go 4.5 on this one for me.
God damn, you really do like mint.
I like mint.
Mint maniac.
If we're judging it on alcohol, though, I'd go like a 2 because there's none in here. You can't convince me there's alcohol.
Yeah, you can't taste alcohol at all.
But flavor wise, big fan. Big fan.
See, I think it's tough. If they had put like, I don't know, they had said like we're gonna put vodka. Like they're gonna be like, there's gonna be vodka in this mint chocolate. But you put the same exact liqueur as the flavor of what you're giving out, then you're never going to taste it, in my opinion. Like, even a bourbon one, I don't really taste the bourbon on the last one.
Right. I mean, I guess this one, even more so than the last one, makes me curious. Like, what is the intention here? Because you're not going to get a buzz from this.
No.
So, like, why would you buy this for $10 or whatever the hell it is over the cost of a regular mint ice cream? Right, you'd have to eat this entire thing to maybe feel a buzz. I suspect. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll be sitting here and I'll get hit like a ton of bricks and I'm gonna be drunk in 10 minutes. But I somehow doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt
it. So, like, who was the market for this particular one? I'm wondering.
I think it's just like a niche thing. Like, oh, I'm gonna go buy a alcohol infused ice cream. See, I think it'd be more of a place you would visit as opposed to like buying it in the store. I don't know. Just kind of be like, oh, I went to this spot. They supposedly have. Supposedly is a big keyword, like in hash marks, alcohol infused ice cream. But I really hate mint, so I'm giving this one a 3, just because it had chocolate in it. And no alcohol. I don't, again, another one that I really taste, barely taste any alcohol in.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm going to be really upset if none of these have like a definitive alcohol taste into it.
Well, there's one that I'm nervous about. There's like the wild card one in here that I'm like reaching around hoping that we don't grab it yet. So.
Okay, so we do that one for last. All
right, here we go.
So.
Wow.
You're going to catch it on this draw right here.
This is like a blind draw though, so you know.
So. You probably remember.
Nope, I didn't get it. Cooler, I don't at all. I didn't even look at them. So, Frank, now you're looking for dark chocolate whiskey salted caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Dark chocolate whiskey salted caramel.
Oh, just grab something that looks tasty. See, I fucks with chocolate and caramel, so this one is going to be delicious. I can see it now.
Made with high-fat cocoa. The best kind. And made with cocoa mass. The fuck is that?
Coke mass?
Cocoa mass. It doesn't say... Oh, yeah, there it is. Never mind. I was like, there's no whiskey in this thing, but there it is. Heavy cream sugar whiskey. I don't know. I don't really love chocolate ice cream, so we'll see. Another protective sleeve. This one seems to have been already popped open on mine, though, so that makes me nervous. I'm just kidding.
Nah. Oh, it just came loose. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm joking. Oh, this is weird. Look, the fucking plastic on the thing fucking broke.
Yeah, it probably hit the
Hopefully
whatever.
It's not in the ice cream, so I don't eat it.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. See, now, again, you're not going to smell it, but I smell whiskey here.
I don't smell any... Bro, I didn't even smell the chocolate.
I don't smell chocolate. I just smell whiskey.
Nope. I don't smell a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely there. For me, anyway. Light. I mean, not crazy.
Yeah.
You know, probably the difference is that you're much more of a liquor guy than I am. Like, I'm not really a fan. So I don't, I think I will say, though, I actually
appreciate that this is kind of like soft because I hate ice cream that's like hard as shit, too.
Me too.
It makes it unpleasurable to eat.
This looks a little bit like baby shit.
Jesus Christ.
And I literally just replaced my keyboard, so now I'm frantically, like, you know what I mean, trying to protect it. Oh. Yeah,
Fuck yeah. This is more my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't know that this one's for me. Do you taste the whiskey?
A little bit. Salted caramel is definitely there. A lot of chocolate.
This was probably the more flavorful of the three. Not probably. Yeah. This one is the most flavorful of the three so far.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, I don't love whiskey, though, and it's there for me.
That's pretty good. I am not going to lie. See, the big issue with this episode is that if I like something, I can't stop eating it. You know what I mean?
I just have one spoonful.
It's not bad.
Bro, this is the first one that, like, if I do that, I can feel like there's whiskey or like there's alcohol.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like it's hanging around in the back.
All right. This one's definitely the booziest of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely taste it.
Yeah, from a taste standpoint, for sure.
It actually tastes very good. I really like salted caramel. It's one of my my go-to fucking, even like coffees, if I get it. Something that I'm like, enjoy having.
You ever seen the video? I agree with you, by the way. I like chocolate and salted caramel. Or caramel, however you prefer. I don't really love the booziness here, though, because I don't love whiskey.
This too boozy for you? Seriously?
I just mean the flavor there. I don't really love the flavor of the alcohol.
So not bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just not my favorite. The flavor is good, though. It's hard to explain. It's hard to differentiate the two. Anyway, you ever seen the guy that like gets paid to taste this ice cream? That's what I think about right now. He's like, you look at it and you put it in your mouth. Like, hmm. You ever seen that guy?
No.
Oh, my God. Somebody out there is going to know who I'm talking about.
All right, I watch this barbecue guy from Texas. His name's Chud. Chud's Barbecue. And I love his, like, facial animatics. Like, every time he tries his own food, he's just like, like, and I think he's probably not, although he's just doing that, his food must taste good. It looks fucking amazing. And I tried a couple of his recipes. They're actually pretty fucking good.
I used to watch, what was his name? Stephen Reichlin, the Barbecue Bible or the Barbecue University or something all the time. I used to love his stuff.
Barbecue Bible.
Barbecue University. Not Barbecue Bible. Barbecue University. And it was like one of these, like, you know, when you were sick at home type. Actually, no, because I was definitely an adult. But the same idea of, like, when you're at home. Barley's coming to join us.
Barley!
I'll put her on mic here in a minute.
How you doing, Sugarfoot?
What was I saying? Oh, it's like one of these, you know, like half-hour shows where he takes you through three or four different recipes throughout the course of a day. It was good. He always makes great stuff. And I've made some of his stuff back when I had my smoker and everything. Sweetheart, I need you to kind of, can you slide over, please? Kind of right in the way. Thank you, princess. Anyway.
Barley made an appearance. Barely. See, you guys smell chocolate.
If I lift
the one thing I can't eat, I want it.
If I lift my arm, you can see her, but you can't see her. Why don't you rate this one? Because you're going to rate this one higher than me.
I'm going to give this one a 4.25. This is probably my most favorable so far. But and actually, you can taste some of the booze in this one more so than the other one. And I actually like the fact that it's a little boozy and salted caramel. I haven't had that before, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go higher, even though I don't like the taste of the alcohol that much. The flavor of the chocolate salted caramel ice cream is much, much better than vanilla. So I'm going to go higher than that one. So I'm going to go, excuse me, probably 3.5 here, I think.
Okay.
Pretty good. Fair. I would definitely have it again. Just don't love whiskey.
No.
I say no. As an Irishman.
Yeah, that's atrocious to say that.
I mean, I'm Scottish too. So maybe it's the Scots drink. What is Scots drink?
Whiskey.
Scotch, of course. Well, I'm a fucking moron. Yeah, Scotch whiskey.
Yeah. Still whiskey.
So, I'm Canadian. Also.
So, you drink fish water.
You mix it. All right. Grab that.
Fucking racist. You fuck. Is it my turn to pick?
You drink Platano water.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, right. See?
Because you know
see
how we drink. Presidentes, bitch.
That's right. Ice cold.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
And knowing you, I know you're going to pick the one I don't want to try.
No, that's not true. Oh, it's probably one I don't want to try, so this might be you then, too. Skittles Whiskey Sour.
No, that one was intriguing to me, like, just from the strangeness of it.
Yeah. See, what the fuck? See, yeah, I want that last scoop. You see that on the bottom where it's, like, clear and not emulsified?
Yeah.
That's
where
all the alcohol is, probably.
This is also
I want that bite.
This is also clearly one, like, the container is different. So this can't be, like, a standard one, right? This has to be something that they're trying because it doesn't have its, like, it's very obviously a pint that they put a sticker on.
Too, though. Right?
Yeah, but still, I mean, I would, well, unless they don't have labels for, it's also the first one with the wrapper. Unless they don't have labels for the sorbets.
Orange, lemon, whiskey, water, Skittles.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Maraschino cherries. Guar and carob gum, which has been a staple, and citric acid.
I bet you these are like xanthan gums, and they're very bad for you.
Yeah, probably. We're going to fucking... Oh,
did shit. I tell you I tried to use my ice cream maker?
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
That's not good for someone who's trying to lose weight.
No, we talked about this on the last show. It's a Ninja Creamy, and it allows you to make your own ice cream.
Oh, my God. It smells horrible. You smell
that? That smells.
What is that?
Oh, boy.
Why does it smell like that?
Bro, that smells like...
Did it go bad?
Seafood.
Yeah, seriously. What in the fuck is that?
Well, we're here for the bad
beer
than ice
segment.
That really
does smell bad, though. I'm serious.
I know.
I'm going to put this back in the back. Can we just do five?
I know. You might as well dive in here. Let's see what happens.
Seriously, dude. I don't even know what that smell is. It smells like fish.
It does. It smells like seafood.
Well, it's soft as fuck, too. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's just like...
Oh, shit, dude. It's like chemicals. Thank God it doesn't taste anything like it smells. Fucking sweet as hell.
A little sour, too, or something.
A little sour.
A little tart, maybe? Not sour, a
little
tart.
A little rich. Tastes like a sorbet. Oh. It's definitely Skittles all the way. It's like... It's
literally a sorbet.
You know what I used to do back in the day? I used to just be like, oh, you know how people like just put a couple... I put like 30 Skittles in your mouth. This is what it tastes like. It's just the whole bag. Throwing in your mouth at once. I'm having a hard time picking up any kind of whiskey in this. But it's definitely just candy and sour.
Shit's bringing tears to my eyes.
Tastes
yeah,
good,
literally,
though.
Like candy
just
and sour.
A little rich. What was that thing that we had? What did we put through the Randall? Remember that?
I mean, Christ, what didn't we put through the Randall? We did, What did we do? We did like Warheads or something, right? We did like sour candies.
Dude, I don't understand why it smelled like that, though. That's fucking atrocious.
It still kind of smells like that, though.
Yeah, it still smells it, but...
Yeah, the smell is very off-putting.
It's fucking hands-on Skittle, though.
Yeah.
They probably just crush the actual
but
Skittles.
But, like, sour Skittles, all, though. Like,
you know what it is, though? Like, they probably, like, use, like, actual Skittles. Maybe. I'm just fucking guessing here. But you know how they had, like, all the preservatives and shit to make that candy not, like, you know, fall apart? It's probably the outer layer of that fucking candy shell.
That's what you're smelling?
That's probably what you're smelling. I don't know. It's weird. It's like formaldehyde. I don't know. What the fuck?
Yeah, this one's almost upsetting my stomach a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little too sweet, but it takes you right back to Skittle, like, without a doubt. I don't think I've ever had a sour Skittle, though.
You never had sour Skittles?
No.
Green bag? It's the green bag.
Nope. Not bad, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, if you like that kind of, like, super aggressively sour sorbet, I went ahead and put the cap back on.
Good job.
Oof,
I think
man.
And one of these days, I'm gonna scoop at the bottom and kind of swirl it in there and then throw it back in the freezer to see if there's more alcohol on the bottom. Because honestly, I didn't taste any whiskey in that.
No.
No? It was just too sweet to even taste
sour.
Anything if you wanted to, yeah. Sweet and sour.
Oof, man.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, she's got my eyes watering, and
you got a little more red since the last one.
We switched to the headband here.
Oh fuck! Look at that! You're like you're about to jump into some '80s fucking workout video. And one, and two, and three, and four, and five, and stretch, and jump and go and stretch.
I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to tear up.
Oh,
excuse me.
You know, we might regret this
the headband.
A couple hours from now. We're trying to sleep and your stomach's just like...
This
can't
be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give that a two.
A two?
Yeah. I'm going to give that one a two. I can see a world where people would dig that flavor, but it's definitely not for me.
Yeah, it's a little too much. I'd probably... Yeah, I wasn't going to go that low, but I know it's definitely not... I'm going to give that one a 2.5 just because they set out to put the taste that they were going out there for. It's definitely Skittles all day. It's definitely sour. I don't taste any of the alcohol, probably just because being overwhelmed by the sweetness of it. But, a little too sweet for my palate, you know? It's not my kind of thing.
Yeah, too sweet or too tart. Yeah. For me, it was more tart than sweet.
And typically when
sugary,
you have like a sorbet, it should be like fruity, not as opposed to like just... Sugary, no?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I can't say shit. Because if it was just like a cherry sorbet, I would fucking be like, fucking awesome, dude. You know? Yeah. Slap it down.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I would like a Rita's custard right now.
Let me tell you something.
From Joyzy.
You know what's on my door?
Vanilla custard with cherry ice. Ooh wee.
Apparently Rita's delivers to my place.
How do you deliver? You know it's not going to be good if they fucking deliver it.
No, I wouldn't do it, but I saw it was on my app. Like, available to be delivered to here.
It's a bad call. But, all right. Oh, my God. That one's going to linger for a bit.
Yeah, I know. Well, 50-50, Frank.
Uh-oh.
And I have a feeling this is the bad one. Yep. Sure is.
All right.
So, Frank, next you're looking for tequila.
Oh, boy.
Mexican hot chocolate. Tequila Mexican hot chocolate.
I didn't see that one. Wow.
Milk, cream, sugar, skim milk, powdered cocoa.
This is probably delicious, though.
Tequila, cinnamon, and sea salt.
That sounds good. Mm. It really does sound good, actually.
I don't know if I want tequila in my ice cream.
Mmm. See, this one, I can smell the chocolate all day.
Oh, you don't smell tequila, though, right? You're definitely an alcoholic.
Mm-mm.
I smell cinnamon and tequila.
I definitely smell cinnamon. Cinnamon and chocolate. This actually sounds like a good fucking thing, though. I don't know what you're saying there, buddy.
I don't know. I just want tequila in my
I know you just... The thought of tequila makes you fucking squirm. I get it.
A little bit. Like, I gotta really, really be in the mood for it.
Who's ever in the mood for, like, a shot of tequila? A lot of people.
You're right. Frat boys and party girls.
That's true. That's a good point. That is a bitch-ass little spoon you just took there.
Well, it's because I didn't want to get a whole big spoonful and hold it up to the camera and have it fall on my new keyboard that I had to replace because I spilled the beer on my last one.
Tastes like chocolate, cocoa, cinnamon. This literally tastes like a tiramisu. I didn't even taste the tequila in this.
Tastes nothing like a tiramisu. Tiramisu is good coffee, buddy.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
That's a chocolate bomb. That's all I taste.
Yeah,
there
thankfully I don't really taste the tequila. Chocolate and cinnamon. Which I guess is a Mexican hot chocolate, right? Isn't that hot chocolate with cinnamon and something else in it?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay. I feel like it's hot chocolate with like cinnamon and I want to say like some sort of peppers. There's a Mexican hot chocolate. I can't remember now.
Well, there's no heat in this.
No. I don't mean in this. I mean...
No, I'm just saying in general. I'm trying my best to see if I find any kind of, like, alcohol bite into this, but I don't.
Not past the nose for me. Like, I can smell it, but it doesn't seem to... I don't seem to taste it. Excuse me, which is perfectly fine for me.
Yeah, it's just straight up like chocolate. Yeah, there's no... wait. I'm just like a little hint tequila. Yeah, I don't know.
I was looking to see if this had the same problem where it was all at the bottom, but it doesn't, so...
No.
There must be a sorbet problem.
Yeah, the sorbet probably just worked its way down.
Yeah, probably. This one isn't bad.
It's not bad.
I don't think
you can really go bad with chocolate, in my opinion. You know, chocolate is such a versatile, tasty fucking thing, right? Except when you put mint into it, and then just fucking tastes like ass.
Well, to be fair, they were putting the chocolate into the mint. Mint was there first.
I agree. I guess. It's not bad.
No, not bad.
A little cinnamon. Look at you.
Can you say that word again?
Cinnamon. It's like cinnamon, but me, for me. Look at you. You can do that.
I was going to do that. I realized I got to put this in my mouth one more time, though, so let me not do that.
Yeah, you nasty son of a bitch. You little snot nose ice cream eater. Bitch.
Yeah.
It's not horrible.
Try it.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, it's more like a. It's like a triple chocolate ice cream. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah, with like like a cinnamon swirl through it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it.
I like it far better than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, because you see tequila and you automatically start to panic. You're like, oh, this
I was panicking. Yeah, I just don't want tequila ice cream. You know,
you definitely didn't use Jose Cuervo because I could taste that motherfucker from a mile away.
This is gonna be fucking like
anything like Jose Cuervo. I would have been like, disgusting.
That'd be Ben's gawking. Bottom shelf tequila.
I get like PTSD. I start getting all these flashbacks of all times I used to drink it back in the day. I'll never be able to go past that first little spoon of it. But not that bad, man. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I was just going to say, I can't tell you last time I had Cuervo.
Well, that's smart. That's a very smart thing to say because if you didn't have it like in the early 2000s, you should never have it ever again after that. I mean, there's no reason to ever buy Cuervo again, in my opinion.
All right. That's fair. I'm much more of a, like a Cabo Wabo guy or, Patron.
I like Patron and 1800. It's actually 1800.
That's another good call.
Yeah. And if you ever have the chance to hit that Don Julio 1942 something, I think it's 1942. Don Julio? Have you had it?
No. No.
I think it's Don Julio 1942, but I may have the year wrong, but it's about $30 a shot at a bar. Pretty fucking delicious. It's not about the cost, but it's smooth as fuck.
Was it Casa Azul or something? What's the big?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not Casamigos.
The one with the ceramic bottle.
Yeah.
With the bell on top, whatever the fuck.
Like even that, I don't know. I can't see spending the money.
Yeah, I mean, it was tequila, so. Someone else may not see it that way, but.
No, for sure. No, definitely. Yeah. There's people, Frank, that spends hundreds of bottles on bottles of Johnny Walker that I wouldn't, so.
Well, I don't drink Johnny Walker like that anymore, but yeah.
There was a time. There was a time.
It was my go-to. One left. You're not going to rate this one. All right, cool.
Next. Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. No, you're right.
3.75.
Yeah, just I'm actually going to give the same one, actually.
Yeah, because it actually tastes pretty good, and although it's no tequila flavor in it, in my opinion, it is chocolate, man. You can't go wrong with chocolate.
Just right, the base flavor of it is
chocolate with cinnamon, you know?
Right. Yeah, like a really rich chocolate, smooth, with cinnamon swirled through it. So, yeah, 3.75 sounds about right. And I know what the last one is, so we're finishing on a very easy note.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, here's what I'll say. If this one doesn't taste like margarita, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Well, it's made with
fuck a margarita.
Excuse me. I forgot that not everybody has video. Mango margarita sorbet is the last one here. Mango margarita sorbet. This one's going to have a problem, though, Frank. Look, that whole bottom
is all white.
It's completely clear.
See, I want to dig for that bottom piece, though.
Mango puree, water, tequila, and salt.
You know, moving forward, I think we should have probably flipped these on its side.
They were never not frozen, at least in my world.
That's a good point. Fuck. What if I go straight to the bottom?
You possible? Do whatever you want to do, bud. You're a free man.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time smelling these things. Okay, now I'm getting some mango. Sure as fuck, it looks like mango.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first one I actually look at the caloric things. The amount of sugar.
Yeah. I meant to say that on the one before.
I'm glad I didn't look at it before I started digging into all of these. Not that I'm on a diet or anything.
Sugars and carbs. I was. Chicago kind of ruined my diet a little bit, but we're getting back on it, though.
Yeah, blame Chicago. Yeah.
Blame Chicago.
Mango puree, water, sugar, tequila. The same guar and carob gums and citric acid. Oh, sea salt, too. This one's still pretty frozen compared to all the other ones.
It's like mango.
That is straight up mango. This is fruity as it gets.
Guarantee you that that flavor is different than that flavor.
Look what I'm doing, by the way. I don't know if you can see this on camera. I'm making my way there. I'm definitely going for the bottom here.
All right, well, you let me know if it's different.
Actually, that's what we should have done from the beginning. You want to go back and redo the episodes?
Sure. And do what? Dig down to the bottom?
We should just pick one side and go all the way to the bottom.
I don't think the ice creams have that problem. I think the sorbets, because they're looser, I think.
Nope, still tastes the same.
Barley is aware that there's food over here, and she is like, I know you got something, motherfucker. Hey, can you stop? You can't have that. You're too young.
I will say, we ended on a refreshing note.
Yeah, this is a great one.
That being said, I don't taste margarita.
No, it's mango ice cream.
Tastes like literally, if you peel the mango and froze it, this is exactly what it tastes like.
Yeah,
it's not even overbearingly sweet, which I like about it.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, all the sugar, well, I guess it's just the sugar from the fruit as opposed to really added sugars, right? Because I'm saying it's not really sweet, like more so than just the fruit.
Yeah, it's actually pretty natural tasting. Refreshing. It's almost like getting that pineapple at the end of a Rodizio that you never get. You know, like that.
No, I get it. I just don't get it with you. Because you'd lie to me.
That's not bad.
No, it's very good, actually.
Yes. Refreshing, even. Now, I would like to add alcohol to all of these of what exactly they're saying they put into it and see if being more boozy would be better.
Yeah, I mean, now that we're at the end here, I think I would say the same about all of them is that they're kind of a letdown from the alcohol standpoint.
Absolutely.
But again, I don't know what you're supposed to do with these. Are you supposed to sit down with a pint and eat the whole pint?
Yeah, but if you're actually, you know, putting all these warning labels and you're making it like this whole alcohol infusing, you should probably make it where you can taste it, no?
Well, I mean, the flavor was there on a couple of them. But
barely.
But like 2 out of 6.
Yeah, it tastes like a gimmick. You know? Here's a way of me putting the price tag up on ice cream and calling it alcohol infused and putting all these warning labels and charging
there's probably like,
premium for it.
There's probably like a shot in each container.
No fucking way. If you put a shot into that much ice cream, you would taste it.
You think so?
Absolutely. 100%.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So through the whole thing, you don't think so?
A little cloying there, huh? Cloyingness to that one. I don't know why. And that wasn't even like the sharpest tasting ice cream that we found.
Yeah, this one is giving me a sorbet. This one is, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you done with it? I'm still eating away on it.
No, I'm not going to keep eating it. I'm going to be fucking sick to my stomach. Like, I don't think I've ever had ice cream like that where you just try a bunch of different flavors like that. It's never really been anything.
If you go to their spot, you can do a flight. I saw that on their Instagram account.
No, I don't think that wasn't a thing when I went there.
No, I definitely saw it on their Instagram account. Well,
You know what? It's mixing in with that steak awkwardly.
Yeah,
I can feel it in my loins. I can feel it in my loins.
Oh, man.
Not that good, huh?
Let me tell you something. That burp was atrocious. All right, you want to rate that one, Frank?
You want to go first or no?
Yeah, I think I don't really know what to give this one. I think I'm going to give it a 4. I really like it. It's again, it's tough though because the alcohol, like, there's no alcohol really to speak of.
No,
but I like the flavor of it. So I don't know. It's like the mint chocolate chip, where I really liked it, but there's no alcohol. Copy. So I'm going to give it a 4.
I'm going to give it like a 3.5. And I'm basing that mostly on it being more like a... Actually ended up being the right spot where it's like at the end of the show. It felt like a palate cleanser at least.
Palate cleanser, yeah.
Yeah, like a little nice little natural appetizer. Not appetizer, dessert to end the day. It was sweet, but it wasn't like overly sweet. It actually tastes like a regular mango. Like if you just pureed a mango, to me that's exactly what it would taste like.
For sure.
Nothing over the top. It wasn't boozy. Nothing like that. Unfortunately, you didn't get like that margarita taste that they're supposedly going for. But
right,
it was refreshing to say the least, you know.
Yeah, it tastes bad. Like tastes like mango sorbet. It doesn't taste like a margarita. Correct. That was a frozen margarita.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate because they make frozen margaritas. So you think that this one would be like a no brainer?
Yeah, correct. It'd probably be easy to translate, right? Like you would think that it would come through pretty easy if they did it that route. If they went that route,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they missed an opportunity there.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
All right, Frank. I mean, the only one that to me that was like super off-putting was the Skittles Whiskey Sour. And even that one, like, I don't know. It just smells bizarre, and the flavor of it was not my favorite.
No, that one was really weird. The fact that it tastes like that and smelled like that was very weird. It's almost like having, I don't know, triple IPA, you know, that fucking ends up being delicious.
And,
but it smells like shit.
It smells like shit, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's run through these. We'll see what you liked best, because I think this one might be a little bit more of a toss-up than when we do beers. So we started with vanilla bean bourbon. We went to spiked mint chocolate chip, over to chocolate dark chocolate whiskey salted caramel, or caramel, you know, whichever you prefer. Skittles whiskey sour, tequila Mexican hot chocolate, and then finished with mango margarita sorbet. Do you have a favorite, Franco?
The salted caramel to me was the best one. That's just me. And I'm a little biased because that's kind of my go-to, but that one was actually pretty spot on. The chocolate taste, the caramel, a little booziness to it. I think that's the one that had like the package where you can say you tasted a little bit of everything more so than anything else, you know?
Yeah, so I have kind of like a 1A and 1B. Because my favorite really was the spiked mint chocolate chip. But for what we're doing here and the fact that you can actually taste a little bit of an alcohol and everything else, then I'm actually going to agree too, the dark chocolate whiskey salted caramel.
Yeah.
So like I enjoy the mint one, but there's no alcohol. So it's like, yeah, we just had mint chocolate chip ice cream. Where at least with the whiskey salted caramel one, you can kind of taste it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
So.
This is a different one, you know?
For sure.
Who's going to eat like, all this ice cream now? That's the problem.
Well, there's a couple people at my job that are very interested in trying it. So,
okay, there you go. You can sell it to them by the spoonful.
Because beyond that, when am I going to dive into these again, I wonder? I mean, the mango one, the mint chocolate chip one, and maybe the whiskey one. But the other three...
The Skittles one, you're never going to have again.
The Skittles one might accidentally get left out of the freezer.
I'm gonna defrost it. Gonna have to
it
throw
melted.
It out.
I guess I'll have to throw it out.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'll probably do the same. You know what? I know what I'll do. I'll just give it to my father. That he will fucking tear anything up. He will literally be like, "This is good." You're like, "Yep, it has alcohol too." He's like, "Oh yeah, I taste it. I'll add some extra alcohol to it."
Oh well, there you go.
I'm gonna actually spike these and see if it tastes better.
I mean, I can see a scenario where you take a pint of this, mix it with an alcohol, and turn it into like
probably be good.
Turn it into like a frozen drink. You know, like throw like it through a blender.
I think throw it like in a martini type thing. I think it would be a good idea.
Or even that, something like that. Yeah. You know, this mango one in a
margarita,
in a champagne
an
flute.
Margarita?
Well, or in a champagne flute with some champagne on it for a little mimosa with the mango one. That might be good.
I'm not a mimosa guy, but I'd try that for sure.
A little too brunchy for you?
Yeah, too brunchy.
Too white people.
Summer dress. Too summer dressy.
Yeah, maybe I want to put on my nice flowy summer dress, and it's almost sundress season, Frank.
Yes,
I can put on my little. I can put on my little outfit and drink my little mimosa.
Yeah, perfect. Jesus Christ!
All right, then.
I think I'm definitely gonna try some different, you know, things with this. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah.
And the martinis is not a bad call, actually. The martinis, like a, I could see the chocolate martini with the, we like doing like a little coffee espresso martini type thing. I could try that with the salted caramel. And then the mango, you could throw literally with anything, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Make a margarita out of it. Even, like you said, a champagne or something. Maybe a different...
The key is going to be, can you save the Skittles one? What are you going to mix that
for
with?
For what? Oh, you know what you could do with the Skittles one? Just pour a shitload of alcohol into it.
Oh, say pour it directly into the drain. All right.
Not bad. This was different.
My mouth is feeling a little sickly, like... Yes. Like, I want to drink some water now.
Definitely going to have some water and some polymorph bourbon before I go to sleep.
Yeah, well, of course.
And then maybe have something that's not as sweet, like, to throw in my mouth real quick.
Speaking of porn.
A piece of, I don't know, chicken or something. I don't know. Something to take all this. It's a little too much, right?
I want some bread. That much ice cream. Yeah, no, that was a little too much.
Yeah.
And the mix of the flavors was a little too much. It reminds me
of like when we do like those fruited sour episodes. You know, I get the same mouthfeel.
That's an excellent, you know? excellent call.
Yeah.
It's a very good call. Yes, that is the same way I feel. All right, Frank. Let's get the fuck out of here so I can go curl up in a ball.
You're gonna barf, aren't you?
Maybe. No, I'll be all right. All right. Unless you got anything else here, Franco,
Papi Champu.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here then, Frank. Follow us on social media everywhere. Girls of Booze on Instagram, at Booze Girls on Twitter, at Booze Girls on Facebook, Girls of Booze on TikTok, while it's still here, before it gets shut down.
China.
Follow Franco.
Platano for Life.
Wherever he ends up, at Platano for
Left
Life.
Left or right.
At Doug Gov on Instagram. Hopped Up Network. Although it doesn't really make any sense in this scenario because there's no craft beer. We should have had a craft beer to wash all this down with. Then I would have really
thrown it out there anyway. Let them figure it out.
Hopped Up Network at the Hopped Up Network, at Hopped Up Network, hoppedupnetwork.com, the home of beer-based podcasts.
Chew.
And that's it. Let's get out of here, Franco.
Man, I'm going to regret this later.
Yeah, I'm regretting it right now. That's why I'm trying to rush us out of here. All right, we are us, you are you. We are the fucking out of here. See ya.
Peace.